This week, several congressional committees have been holding hearings into those Russian-funded social media ads. Facebook's lawyer, in particular, seemed thoroughly apologetic.
The fact that foreign actors were able to use our platform to exploit that openness is a deeply painful lesson for us and one we're focused on learning from going forward.
But Senator Al Franken suggested that the Russians dropped plenty of clues, clues that Facebook should have picked up, like when the ad bills were paid in rubles.
Will Facebook commit not to accepting political ads paid for with foreign money in the future, say with rubles or the North Korean won?
That turned out to be a surprisingly tough question for Facebook's lawyer.
The currency signal...
You can't say no to that.
It's very easy to...
Please answer yes or no, sir. I'm asking you a question. Just answer yes or no. Can you do that?
It was like one of those game shows where everyone knows the right answer except the contestant. I believe the right answer in this case would have been, we're in business to make money, so we just took the cash. And Senator Franken finally gave up.
Can I have a little bit more time?
But now, in Facebook's defense, if you look at the actual ads the Russians bought, like that video of Hillary stumbling into a van and the various illiterate posts that sounded like they were written by Boris Badenov.
What I do? I didn't do nothing. What I do?
What you see is annoying, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to brainwash the electorate. Now, Congress will probably force Facebook to run disclaimers like broadcasters do. But in the meantime, why can't we play the same game? We have some great trolls right here in the U.S. I mean, we have world-class online bags. Instead of you guys prowling the Huffington Post, making fun of safe spaces, learn a little Russian and start flooding Moscow with hit jobs on Putin. Photoshop some love handles on his shirtless torso. Spread rumors that he has tiny hands. Screw up one of their elections. Just make sure your home has a really good security system.
Oh, it's gratifying to know there's still some bad left in the world.